Terry Schwartz, this is our first time seeing... Well, this is my first time seeing a Saw movie in theaters. Not your first. You saw Saw 4 in theaters, right?
I did.
Yeah. So, what'd you think of Saw 6?
You know, I think... I haven't seen the fifth one. You know this already, but the world is not. And I really like the first one, and I think my interest and appreciation has been steadily decreasing to the point that the fact that we had some technical difficulties in the theater didn't really bother me. The fact we weren't able to hear sound because I was not involved.
The sound kept cutting out in the movie at, like, critical moments. It was like, it would be like, and the real killer is, and then it would just, like, go completely silent.
And you couldn't even really, like, read their
lips. You couldn't reconstruct what they were saying. It was just, like, completely ambiguous what was going on.
Yeah, I would say of all the films that have come out this year, this would not be anywhere close to the top of my list. Probably pretty close to the bottom.
Wow. Well, in that case, I just want to say I think this is actually one of the better Saw movies. In fact, this is probably one of the best acted Saw movies in the entire series.
And doesn't have Gary Ulls. Or Danny Glover. It doesn't have any name. Well, I mean, that doesn't really mean anything, the fact that it doesn't have any names, but... No one was acting.
The previous Saws were absolutely atrocious in terms of dialogue and acting, and this one is actually, I thought, passable. Like, specifically Saw 5, I think, was the worst of the series.
Your scream was so emotive. When you got burned alive, it moved me.
I'm just trying to be, whatever.
Positive.
About this.
I understand.
At the same time, I never like it when he sets up those games that you, like, can't beat.
There was
that one game with the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, how is she going to do that all in 90 seconds? You know?
Was it just me, or did it feel like there wasn't a lot of variety? It was either, like, one of you will live, the other will die. And granted, that's kind of
his thing.
But it was, like, every single game was, like,
one of you will live, one of you will die. And I don't like
that.
Because in the previous games... usually, there was some chance for them all to live.
Right.
And I kind of like the idea that, if you work together, maybe you'll live. And in this game, it's just kind of like... It's not really a game. It's just him putting this guy through these terrible choices.
Yeah. And what I really liked about the first one, because I just went through and rewatched this recently, what I really liked about it is that it had this plot that it kept you guessing. And there were times where I was kind of like, okay, what's going on? But it was just a mess. It wasn't, and I might be the only person on the face of the planet who enjoyed Saw because it had a good plot and was looking for that.
Oh, definitely.
But this, I mean.
I think you definitely are.
I just, it was just a mess, and I could follow it more than Saw 4, if that means anything.
Yeah, well, this movie, it's not going to win any new Saw fans. You're not going to, like, not like Saw and then watch it and be like, oh man, Saw's awesome. But if you like Saw, I don't think it will disappoint you.
I don't think it'll disappoint you, but I also don't think it's going to be coming in number one at the box office. I think Paranormal Activity is going to fairly.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity is so much more, like, sexy and new than this movie, which seems, like, tired and old, even though it's only been out for one week.
It's only in its sixth installment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, it's not, like, that old. Well, the series is that old, but the movie is not that old, obviously.
I feel like they need to find a new way to liven it up.
Yeah, like, they gotta mix it up a little.
And 3D isn't the answer. They need to find an actual way to bring back the franchise.
I agree. Well, we'll see if they succeed. So where can people find more of your work, Tara?
You can read me at mtv.com on the Hollywood Crush or MTV Movies blog.